genre.
You know, and I mean, I was thinking about how this book sort of works within the framework of books that I've already read that are set in Kentucky or written by Kentucky authors or set sort of in the region. And the mm-hmm. one thing that really struck me was how on the other side of the drug economy these characters are. Because, you know, drug use in books set in the Mid-South and in the Appalachians isn't a new thing, but you usually get the end user side of things, mm-hmm. not you don't usually get a peek behind the curtain at the production. So how close of a peek did you get behind the curtain at the production?
You know, previous jobs. No. That was something that, you know, when you write a novel, at least when I write a novel, you have a very vague idea of where you're heading as material begins to accrue. And the canvas that you're working on seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And at some point, you know, you're going to have to rein all this in and put it into a form, shape it into some kind of form that a reader will find entertaining and is able to follow. In the case of ghosting, that was, in my research, that was one of the aspects that really started to grow on me and that I honestly became curious about is when I started looking at the economics of distributing marijuana, for example, you always hear about these huge drug busts and it's this amount of, you know, $150,000 worth of marijuana and we just burned it. And I would think to myself, or one of the things I became very curious about is, what are all the steps? You know, how many people are involved from a grower somewhere in, say, eastern Kentucky somewhere in Clay County? How much does that grower get for however many pounds? How does that grower know where to, I mean, you can grow as much as you want, but which one of the characters kind of runs into this issue, just like you can grow as much as you want, but if you don't have someone to sell it to, you're just stuck with all this produce, as it were. And so I just really dug around in trying to figure out, asking, how do people get started in, you know, I know the growers aren't the ones who usually move the product from their farms or from wherever they are farming the marijuana to wherever their distribution point is going to be, where it goes out to smaller dealers and then on to even smaller dealers. You know, I think of, let's just say, someone who isn't me, maybe in high school, knew people who dealt weed, for example, and who did they know that allowed them to, and how much could they actually get their hands on, that sort of thing, and then how much did they decide that a quarter bag is worth this? And I was amazed, by the way, in my research to find how much a quarter bag costs now compared to what I heard a quarter bag might have gone for in the mid-80s, mid-90s, that sort of thing. It's just inflation, y'all. But yeah, I became really fascinated with how these people who aren't the main growers, who aren't getting the main wholesale money up front in cash, how do they make ends meet? Do they do odd jobs as well? Because there's not a whole lot of money that you can count on a day-to-day basis. And that was something that I found really, really curious about, was finding out, well, what do you do?